Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
I'm your host, Tom Wilmer. National Geographic proclaimed Christopher P. Baker as one of the world's leading authorities on Cuba. And it's no wonder, as he has made more than 100 trips to Cuba over the past three decades, including a three-month motorcycle sojourn on the island that resulted in the award-winning book Mi Moto Fidel, Motorcycling Through Castro's Cuba. I've had the honor and pleasure to be in the company of Christopher Baker on numerous Caribbean travel assignments over the past 20 years, and his stories about Cuba's classic pre-revolution 1950s vintage American cars remain vividly memorable. Baker was so enthralled with the American classics that he produced a stunningly beautiful coffee table book, Cuba Classics, a celebration of vintage American automobiles. Come along and join Christopher P. Baker as he waxes eloquent about Cuba's classic cars.
You know, the first impression that you have when you arrive in Cuba and you leave the airport is, oh my God, look at all these old American cars. And as you drive into Havana, a 30-minute journey, you're going to see every darn car you ever once were able to see on the roads of America. They're all there. And then you begin to do a count. You know, you start counting maybe on the left hand cars that are pre-revolution, pre-1959. And on the right hand, maybe you're counting cars that are post-revolution. And after a while, you go, oh my God, you know, one in four cars here seems to predate the revolution. And that's actually the case. In fact, before the revolution, no place in the world had as many Cadillacs as did Havana. Not even Chicago, not New York, not even Texas. More Cadillacs. And that's reason enough to visit Cuba. And then you start immersing yourself in these beautiful old cars. Most of them are actually in pretty bad condition. But let's say you stay at a hotel, Hotel Parque Central, right in the heart of the city would be the perfect location, because right outside the door you find these beautiful old convertibles, maybe a Chevy Impala, Chevrolet Bel Air, those are the most numerous vehicles, waiting to take you on a ride around Havana. And that should be either the first or the last thing you do for the classic Cuban experience of driving around Havana in a convertible car.
The creativity and ingenuity of the Cubans' ability to keep the old classic cars on the road is a fascinating story in its own right.
Take a close look at these vehicles. You see that they are really knocked about, and you realize that one of the reasons that they're still on the road is that there has been a U.S. embargo. It's not the only reason, but there's been a U.S. embargo for five decades, and so Cubans have not had access to new vehicles, not least most of them can't afford them. And then you begin to talk to the drivers and you hear the stories about, oh, well, now this has got a tractor engine, a diesel engine. Maybe you've picked up on that because you realize that the old Cadillac gear shift from the steering column is missing, and there's this huge gear shift sticking up from where it shouldn't belong out of the floor. That's because maybe they've added a vulgar transmission from a Russian vehicle. How the heck they Houdini the tractor engine onto the engine mounts for a Cadillac and then Houdini a vulgar Russian transmission into that setup is part of the magic of the whole story of classic cars in Cuba. And it's something that I delved into very deeply in my coffee table book that I did called Cuba Classics, A Celebration of Vintage American Automobiles. And in that, I tell you the whole story of why there are so many vehicles. So it's part one of the book is the pre-revolutionary history of when the first vehicles arrived and how Detroit pretty much adopted Cuba as another state of the USA and just extended its whole marketing and credit techniques into Cuba, and why, therefore, there were so many vehicles running on the road. And then, of course, the second part of the book is the story of contemporary Cuba, which means post-1959, when the embargo was put in place. And essentially, Cuba became a time warp. And in one sense, it is therefore the largest classic automobile museum in the world. There's no place in the world that has so many American cars running around. Cars that disappeared from the streets of America decades ago, the Edsel, You lose count of the number of Edsels. I can guarantee you, you will see an Edsel on any single day walking around Havana. The Studebakers don't even bother counting them. There are so many of those. And on it goes. And so this is part of the entire magic of visiting Cuba. I'm Christopher P. Baker, and you can learn more about me at my website, www.christopherpbaker.com, in which I have a page dedicated to Cuba Classics, my coffee table book, which is available by ordering by email direct from the website.
Christopher P. Baker, once again, as always, an absolute joy and pleasure to be with you and see you in your wonderful tales of Cuba.
Right back at you, Tom.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
The Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative was recently awarded the prestigious Phoenix Award by the Society of American Travel Writers. HLRI was one of four recipients of the prestigious award that recognizes international organizations actively involved in conservation, preservation, beautification, and anti-pollution campaigns that further the growth and appeal of travel destinations.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning,